And that is the music that tells you it's time to venture into Ron's Pop Corner. Ron Bellow is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Friday already?
I know. How did that possibly get here so quickly?
I know. Having, you know, everybody hates Mondays, but when you're off on Monday, you love that Monday. It's like your favorite Monday. But then the rest of the week is so fast, and then Monday's right around the corner now. I'm just like, ah. How are you? Are you tired?
I'm always tired. You know me.
You're just a perpetual state of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. It'll get better. We're opening the show now, so my late nights decrease in number. So I get the incredible joy, like this coming Monday, I'm looking forward to going to bed at like 8:30.
Oh, which is your favorite?
That's
you
my
love,
favorite.
Yeah, you love like going into, you know? You're going to bed, putting on a show you're supposed to be watching, and then passing out.
That's right.
I know too much about you.
Turn
Barry.
On my phone. Yeah. Let's have something there propped up on the pillow. I'm out in like 30 seconds.
Well, for your sleeping pleasure,
yes.
There are some great movies that are coming out this weekend.
Cool.
So I don't know if you know this, but there's a movie called Ma. Have you seen this trailer?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, her name is Octavia. What's her name? Octavia Spencer. She's been in a bunch of stuff, and it's like in the whole, you know, like Get Out and Us is super popular. So Ma is this horror movie where this person is like has a house in the woods. The trailer is basically these kids are like, buy me alcohol. And she's like, I'm not going to buy you alcohol. And then they're like, come on, you're cool. Come on, lady, you're cool. She's like, all right, I'll buy you alcohol. Do you need some place to drink it? Come to my house. And she creates this like – it's almost like Hansel and Gretel where she gets all the kids into her basement and they're all partying and having fun. And then like she becomes that like really weird, needy friend.
Uh-oh.
Looks really twisted. It looks amazing. I definitely think that people should go see that. I know that pretty much no one around here is going to go see that, but I'm just saying, like, people should. Because it's too scary, you know. And nowadays, people with anxiety and all these, like, ailments, they never go see these really bad thrillers unless they're PG-13. You know, a rated R thriller, it's hard to sell in a movie theater, you know. Nowadays, it's not the time. Like, Poltergeist back in the day, rated R, everyone went. Poltergeist PG-13, a bomb at the box office.
Really?
So it was terrible. And then Rocket Man, and I'm pretty sure you're going to go see this.
I will probably be as interested in seeing it as I was in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. I mean, these are iconic figures of popular music of my generation.
Right.
So I feel a responsibility to go and consume this, you know.
Yeah, they gave you stuff to bring joy to you, so mm-hmm. you should pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a little bit different of a film. So people who are going, you know, who enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody for the story and all of that, if you're not into musicals, you know, and from the commercial, I can only assume that it's closer to the Beatles movie that came out a bunch of years ago. It's it was the musical. It was based on all the Beatles music, and everybody is walking around.
Oh, Across the Universe?
Across the Universe, yes, mm-hmm. which Janelle's going to kill me. She's be like, how did you forget
how did
that?
You,
yeah, because it's Friday morning.
Guy, Janelle.
I know, it's terrible. But it's going to be more akin to that than it would be to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
So I'm very excited for that.
All
and
right.
the Taron Egerton, the guy who plays Rocket Man, you know, he's one of my favorite actors. He's, you know, Kingsman is really good and Kingsman 2. So go out and see the guy's work.
All right.
It's definitely going to be different than Rocket Man, but.
Do you think Rocket Man will get any showings in North Korea? will there be confusion?
Oh, I just got a text message that says, how did you forget? So I'm definitely not going home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She's very mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of my – this is of all the movies that are out right now or all the movies that have come out since Endgame, this is the one that I'm most excited for. Do you know which one that might be?
No idea.
Godzilla.
Oh, gosh.
King of the Monsters. Did you watch the first one?
I'm sorry, no.
How did you not? You didn't. You grew up with the big monsters.
I never liked monster movies. I never liked horror movies. I never liked scary movies. I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to.
Got it.
Seeing The Exorcist in theater when I was in seventh grade, I think,
ruined it for you.
You know, I'm still disturbed. I'm traumatized to this day by that.
That movie is. if you watched it today, you know, the version that's been, like, redone so it looks beautiful and everything, that movie is disturbing.
It is. It's horrifying.
It's disturbing. It holds up today. It's such a great film.
It was really, honestly, maybe among the worst 2 hours of my life still that I had. I was with a bunch of friends, and the peer pressure to, you know, like, hey, this is cool, this is funny, you know, that attitude you have to have when you're seventh grade, like you're not scared to death, like you want
that
to
movie's
die,
scary. Yeah,
like you literally want to crawl on the floor and try to get away.
The movie that I think is a little scarier than Exorcist, and I didn't see it till I was in my 20s, was Rosemary's Baby.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I feel like that movie needs to just be put back in the theaters today. I feel like there's a lot of things
you're right
in that movie that that deal with today's issues.
Who's the director of Get Out?
Oh yes, he needs to do it.
Right?
He needs to do it. Yes.
Right. His style is very reminiscent of that.
Oh, I know. Of style. The Rosemary's Baby. Mm-hmm. That thing I think scared me more than most movies, mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby. Like, people would be like, what? You watch zombie movies? You watch all that stuff? Right. And I'm like, yeah, but something about Rosemary's Baby and the way that, like, the occult and all that.
And the tone, the tone of it, the menace that people have without saying anything or really doing much.
It's like, come on, Jordan Peele. We're calling for you. Calling for you. Remake that movie. However you want to do it. Have at it. Because that, in any version, that movie's going to be so scary. Yeah. But Godzilla, what's cool about this is that Marvel had made so much money on having an extended universe, like a cinematic universe.
Right.
And when Godzilla came out, the idea was maybe one day they might mix it all together. So what they did was, when the Godzilla movie, it did really, really well. Then came King Kong, or Kong. I can't remember what the name of it, because the Skull Island one, I didn't necessarily care for it.
I think that was called Kong Skull Island.
Skull Island, yeah. So that movie comes out, and I'm watching it, and I was like, this is kind of boring. It's, you know, it's more designed to bring your kids to. And then I'm like, I'm wondering where the change is coming from. Right after the credits, and if you haven't seen it by now, it's been 5 years, it's on you. But after the credits, they get pulled into the secret, like, FBI or CIA headquarters, and then they're like, what are we here for? And they're like, we need your help. And they're like, with what? And then they show, and you hear like, and it's Godzilla. So this movie is setting up the Godzilla versus King Kong movie that will be coming out. And then there are going to be these big monster movies that Pacific Rim was supposed to be part of this universe. Mm-hmm. So they're all kind of – so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I'm super excited. I love watching explosions and big stuff on the screen and, like, chaos. It's all – it makes me feel like a kid.
Okay.
You know, so
– whatever floats your boat.
It does float my boat. And it's kind of like one of those things where that's kind of what you need sometimes to check out, like to watch a movie that's so just unrealistic and so, like, colorful and mm-hmm. bright lights and mm-hmm. shiny objects, and mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I need right now.
See, and I have a hard time. My kind of checkouts are different, I guess. But when I'm watching a movie like that, it's like, okay, I know how this is going to end. This is so predictable. It's just a series of chase scenes and shooting and whatnot. And, you know, the bad guys always get what's coming to them. And, like, why did I waste 2 hours of my life on this? That's what goes through my brain. I can't enjoy it.
I know. Well, you need to, like, have some wine and, like, you know, like, kick back to you sometimes.
The symbol of a joint is not the same as wine, Rod. You made the gesture of smoke a joint and then said drink some wine.
Yeah, well, you know, it's for our audience. I was giving you an out. But, like, you need to, like, you know, sometimes you just need to check out.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't make any difference.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And then there's a show. I got to talk about it. So Stars, which I watch via Hulu, because as I told you back in October, September, we cut the cord.
Right.
So now we have, like, a $100 Netflix Hulu bill kind of thing. So on Hulu, I have the Stars add-on, and there's this show called Vita. And the second season just came out. Had no clue about the show. Didn't really watch it. But the show has two dynamics to it. You have the family life, you know, so it's a drama about family, and then you have the gentrification of a town in downtown LA. So it kind of shows how that can affect a community while at the same time hinder the community for growth. So in the show, you have these two sisters. Their mom dies. They go down to have to deal with her, like, her will, and, you know, she has this bar and it's doing terrible, and it's in this neighborhood that's being gentrified. and they realize that they're upside down on the mortgage and they're going to wind up owing. And so they're like, well, let's try to see if we can make something happen. So while they're dealing with the loss of their mom, the fact that they have to be back home, the way that their lives have changed since they were children, now they're like, well, let's do this. Let's have like music or something. And then suddenly everybody's like, oh, you're trying to bring these hipsters into our neighborhood with the music. And, you know, then we can't afford to live here. And the person, and then they're like, hey, I'm just trying to live my life. You know, like I'm trying to make money. I'm sorry. You know, and it's just an amazing cultural drama that is just really well written. And there's a ton of sex. So warning on the, if you're, you know, offended by sex or scared of it, then you don't want to see the show. But it's probably one of the best new dramas I've seen in a really long time. And Janelle and I binged it in like a week because they're like 30-minute episodes.
It's called Vida.
V-I-D-A.
V-I-D-A.
And it's on Stars.
Are there really people that are scared of sex?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. That's why with most of my jokes, people are like, you know, oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
I'm scared. Ron scares me.
Yeah, Ron's coming out on stage. I better leave. Speaking of that, I got that gig tomorrow. I'm totally freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because it's just a lot of people, you know, and it's like getting up on stage and you're just like, ah.
Give your plug.
Give my plug?
Yeah, for the show.
Oh, yeah. So it's Downtown Theater in Fairfield. It starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. They have alcohol there. The place is beautiful. It's like ridiculous. And I'm just like freaking out. But I do have – I was thinking about it, and I do have a joke that I can say on the air.
Really?
It's my only clean, super dirty joke.
Are you sure it's really clean?
Yeah, because I did – I don't know if I told you, but I did a clean comedy at Napa Sport.
Okay.
And they had for their big one-year birthday party. So in between the band's rest period, I went up and I had to tell jokes. And at first they were like, dude, you got to come do your dirty set. And then like, oh, dude, everybody's freaking out. You got to do your clean set. So I went up and I did it. And my closing joke is like the dirtiest clean joke ever. And I was just wondering if you wanted to hear it.
I kind of do.
And
if anyone is offended by this, then
you apologize.
You know, as they say, you can go on the internet and complain.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, let's see if I can do this without people seeing me.
And now, a joke by Ron Bellow.
So the other day, my wife and I decided to bake a cake. And, we baked a cake. We baked that cake so good, I even invited over a friend of mine who brought chocolate frosting. So here we are, we're baking the cake, and as you can imagine, I ruin it. And I didn't ruin it in the normal way, like pulling it out of the oven too early. And I didn't ruin it by making it where it didn't stand, because it stood. That cake rose. I ruined it because I got frosting all over her face. And as she's yelling at me, rubbing the frosting outside of her eyes, she's like, what is your problem? Why are you always trying to get frosting in my face? And I said, honey, I watch a lot of baking shows on television, and they always end with frosting on the face. So, that's it.
And this has been a joke by Ron Bellow, ladies and
gentlemen. It's the only clean joke I know.
It's not really clean at all, just FYI.
It is clean.
It was suggestive. I'm offended.
Oh, it's suggestive, sure.
I'm so offended right
now. Yeah, it's suggestive. And it's the way that I say it. It's like, oh, you know. And it's hard to do when you're just sitting here. It's like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning and you're trying to be funny.
My radio is challenging. You only have one tool.
Yeah, I have one tool.
Voice, not all your tools.
And my speaking of tools, also...
I thought you were going to make a Hank Artist reference when you said, speaking of tools. So that would have been a good dig.
That would have been. Yeah, but we're super excited. And I really wish that I could say, like, or, you know, people could come out and listen, because I think everybody has a good time. And even the people who can sometimes get offended by the things I say still get a giggle and go, I get what you did there. Mm-hmm. So they do enjoy themselves.
You're very good, I have to say. In all fairness, you're very good stand-up. Aww,
thank you.
You're fun. And people like you even when you're being horribly dirty.
Yes.
Right?
That's
an interesting quality.
It is.
Because some people get up and do dirty stuff, and it's disgusting, and you kind of want to leave.
Yeah.
It's like, because I don't like that guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or girl, for that matter. But when you do it, it's like, it's okay.
No one
will be hurt.
Yeah, and it's not for the sake of the joke. Like, that's one of the things. Like, I'm just giving my life experience.
Well, it's super honest, and that's what makes it funny.
So sometimes I listen to comedians, and they just do a joke for the joke. Like Anthony Jeselnik is one. I like him a lot. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes his jokes are just for the impact that they have, right, not necessarily for the realism. You know,
yeah.
He's not affected by it.
Yeah. I think the great comics that we remember are the ones who always brought it out of their own real lives.
Yeah.
You know, that whether they had tragedy or embarrassment in their lives, they would turn it into great comedy. And you like them even more because they're talking about something real.
Yeah, and Janelle would be super funny if she ever got on stage because she's got a lot of that.
Watch out.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to get her out there.
So one thing you didn't mention yet, I mean, are you excited about the Deadwood movie?
Well, when we get closer to it, we can talk
tonight.
About it. The Deadwood movie's not tonight.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Why did I get tickets to Cabaret? Now, you see, the problem with your shows is that they're so amazing and so immersive. You get lost in it, and you can't really function afterwards. Mm-hmm. You need, like, time to recover.
Point. Good point.
And we get so drunk while we're there that by the time we go home to watch Deadwood, I didn't know that was tonight. I thought it was next week.
Available Friday, May 31st at 5 p.m.
Today's the 31st. Oh, my gosh. May flew by.
I don't get real excited about
Deadwood. Oh, Timothy Oliphant. Whoa.
Some of the best writing ever on television. If you think Game of Thrones was shocking and harsh, check out Deadwood if you're not a fan of it.
And it's so aggressive. It's so in your face, and it's unrelenting, and it never gives up. And you are captivated by every single individual that's in that show. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, Janelle, like, is freaking out right now because also I know that she didn't realize that tonight was the 31st. Like, I can't believe how fast this month has gone by.
I know.
Oh, so yes, Deadwood. We will talk about it next week. So we're going to just,
excellent,
you know, go watch it, everybody.
Yeah, if you haven't watched, it's only 3 seasons, too. You're talking about something you can, you know, get caught up on without a huge commitment, right? I missed the party when it was on. Only 3 seasons. You can watch it all.
It's so good.
Ron Bello, Ron's Pop Corner, and tell us where to find your podcast and your comedy stuff online.
So the easiest place is ronbellocomedy.com and sowhatitsjustsex.com. Same thing on Facebook. So hit us up.
There you go. See you next Friday.